and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you watch your step on the Sabbath and you don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy day as a celebration, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I'll make you ride high and soar above it all. I'll make you feast on the inheritance of your ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. This is the Message translation of today's Old Testament reading that's assigned in the Armenian Church. And it outlines the great rule and the great gift of Sabbath rest. So Sabbath rest, Saturday for Jews in the Old Testament, Sunday for Christians, but as we'll see soon, part of every day if done right. Keeping the Sabbath, it's funny, is one of the most important things in our biblical tradition that is least paid attention to, right? It's the fourth of 10 commandments, and it's constantly referenced in the Old and New Testaments, and yet it seems that people take this very lightly, this commandment to take time away from what we do to honor what God has done. But we do so at our own peril, because so much of the emptiness of our consumer and our digital age is caused by our inability to let go and to let God, which is how we were designed to operate. As one minister put it, if you go against the grain of the universe, you're going to get splinters. Now, if you're hearing this today and you're in church or you're watching online, then you're on the right track, because Sunday worship is the necessary first step in keeping Sabbath. But if we do it right, again, we should live in this spirit for the rest of the week. And it is a great, great power and grace. So let's start off and remind you that keeping the Sabbath is literally baked into creation. It's the prime directive, you might say. A famous rabbi, Abraham Heschel, said it this way: the first holy thing in all of creation, it wasn't a person, and it wasn't a place, it was a day. It was a day. God made everything in creation, and he called it good, but when God rested on the seventh day, God called it holy. That makes the seventh day a palace in time into which human beings are invited every single week of our lives. And we Christians, we might only add to this that in this palace is our King, Jesus, who himself is the Sabbath. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And it's quite shocking that we routinely ignore this direct order from God and his lovely invitation from his Son to put aside our toils and to come away with me. But it's even worse than that. Not learning to rest with God is something like spiritual homicide. It chokes out the very breath of God from our souls. And that's why Sabbath rest isn't the fourth commandment, it's not the 14th. It's the fourth commandment, not the 14th or the 40th. And it's even more important than thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder even. Now, I know that sounds strange to say that the Sabbath comes ahead of thou shalt not murder, but because our true life comes from God, to not be with him extinguishes what he wishes to cultivate in us. And if murder feels extreme, then the Old Testament gives another metaphor for not resting with God. It calls it slavery. Remember, says God through Moses, that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you up from there by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. And so our tragic tendency to enslave ourselves is one of the great insights of the Old Testament, right? Particularly Exodus, which is the story of God's chosen people enslaved to Pharaoh. And this reveals that deep within us, we have this tendency to enslave ourselves to lesser things of the world. Wealth, accumulation, fame, accomplishment, production. Think about it and see if every problem we have in this society might be tracked down to this anxiety and this striving and addiction to be what the world wants us to be instead of what God would have us be: forgiven, beloved, blessed. And so the cure to our addiction, as so many things in the spiritual life, it's simple, but it's not at all easy. The first step you have done is to give away your Sunday morning to worship of God and fellowship with your brothers and sisters at St. Hugob. And yes, I know it's hard. You live far away. You work all week. The kids are overprogrammed. A parishioner told me a secondhand comment he heard from someone else: why do you come to the church? It's the same every week. The answer to that is, I think, eating is the same every week. Sleeping is the same every week. Breathing is the same every week. But like these basic necessities, if you don't do them, you can get sick. And if you do do them, they can totally change your circumstances. And I know I speak for many in my own experiences that when I come to church with an open heart to God and to others, no matter how burdened, how anxious I am, these anxieties, half of them melt away, and the other half I can face with renewed spirit. And this renewed spirit can continue with us the rest of your Sunday if you give it to God. It can be renewed the whole week with mini Sabbaths of 10 and 20 minute rests. This is what another Episcopal priest, Barbara Taylor Brown, recommends. She says, park your car, turn off your computer and phone, and close the door. Stay home not because you're sick, but because you are well. And convince someone else you love into being well with you. Take a nap, take a walk, take an hour lunch. Do this because it tests the premise that you and I are worth more than we can produce. You and I are worth more than we can produce. And that even if we spent one whole day of being good for nothing, we would still be precious in God's sight. And if you're like me and this makes you anxious and guilty, recall that how you feel doesn't really matter. This is a commandment. Just do it. Or better still, just don't do it. Your worth has already been established, even when you're not working. And so then, recall that Sabbath rest is the prime directive. It's baked into creation, and it's the only way to live fully. Time was the first thing that God made holy, and in that space we rest in God with Jesus Christ. And to not do so is something like a homicide, is something like slavery to the passing and hollow pleasures of the world. And my prayer for us all today is that we learn to let go and let God, seeing our Sundays together as the revolutionary law and gift that it is, to know that we are so much more than what we produce. We're ultimately what we allow God to produce in us and through us, working and resting in His Sabbath grace, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.